I think that's the wonderful thing about your professional journey is that you can pull together all the different pieces and all the stepping stones along the way, and they come together in such a magnificent way to really make you the well-rounded professional you are at the end.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This week's Women in Tech podcast episodes are powered by Strayer University. Strayer University is the go-to place to get your MBA online. You can get your entire MBA via Facebook. What? Yes, it's true. And they have incredible video content to learn from, amazing instructors, a powerful leadership team, Strayer. Check them out at strayer.edu. Thank you, Strayer, for believing in women in tech.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. And I am so excited to have an amazing woman in tech on the interview with us. Charlene, hello.
Hello, hello. I am so super excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Charlene, I am really hyped to talk to you because you are behind what I think the future of education should be. You're responsible for creating a program where you could do your MBA entirely on a mobile app. Am
yes.
I understanding this correctly?
You are. You can actually complete the whole degree on Facebook, which is awesome, obviously, because that's where many people already are on Facebook, of course.
Introduce yourself to everybody. Let them know who you are and what you do. And then let's get into it because this is great. We'll get into like what even is an MBA for those that don't know. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yes, I'm Charlene Walters, and I'm the Vice Provost and Dean of the Digital Entrepreneurship MBA program at Strayer University. My job in this role is to work with students and work on curriculum to bring them the best possible experience they can be. We've sort of taken a traditional MBA and made it more innovative, and students are really raving about it. They're really responding, and by bringing it to the mobile platform, we're bringing it where they already are, of course, and it's been just such an amazing experience.
Did you have technology in your home growing up?
We did. Actually, we had one of the first computers ever. and people used to come to our house and say, what is that? So that's how early on. So my parents always kept up with technology. And I've sort of continued, obviously, along that path.
And when did you first fall in love with technology?
It's actually funny. I fell in love with technology early on. My mother is one of the first computer programmers there ever was. So it was sort of normal for me growing up to sit around the dinner table and hear this kind of talk, this kind of language amongst my parents. And then later on, as I continued to move about professionally, I wasn't sure that it was ever an area that I would kind of develop in. But when I was working on my dissertation and I was working in marketing, I really sort of gravitated towards the user experience online and consumer internet behavior. And it just became a passion of mine. And just working on curriculum and teaching, I just kept applying those ideas about how I could better enhance the consumer or the student experience online through curriculum. And the wheels sort of got turning, and that's where it's continued to evolve from there.
When did you discover Strayer? Like, how did you get involved? Let's go back to the beginning.
I started with Strayer 11 years ago as an adjunct. I've taught a variety of business and marketing classes, and I have a lot of experience in that area. And I have just continued to grow and evolve with the organization ever since. But I really value my time teaching because it really gave me that experience of understanding our students, our customers, kind of serving them, dealing with them one-to-one, knowing what they like, what they don't like, and what would really make a valuable experience for them. And as I've continued to grow involved with the university, I've just seen some amazing changes, and we're so innovative and we keep delivering. And I've been able to bring my experience in marketing and my experience in just user experience together to work on curriculum that's really relevant and is something that students can use on the job and just use to get ahead right away, whether they want to be an entrepreneur or they want to be an intrapreneur who's just really standing out amongst their peers at an organization.
And in your professional endeavors, walk us through the journey of having that computer in your house and then parlaying it into what would eventually be you leading the future of technology and education, really. But but it didn't start there. It took a while to get there. So what was your journey?
Yeah, so I started when I got out of school, undergrad, I was an English major. I started in several sales positions, which really helped me grow and understand business. And then I sort of fell in love with business and went back and got my MBA. When I got my MBA, I sort of started thinking, so now I have my MBA, what should I do next? And I actually came across a posting for a job for an associate dean of a business college. And I thought, and it said MBA needed. So I thought, okay, I have an MBA. Let me try that. And it was completely new to me. I ended up doing that and really, really loved it. At some point, I went back to school again to get some more experience in graphic design and website development. And I thought that would really enhance my kind of portfolio, if you will. And I decided to go back into marketing and customer relations just because I thought I was a little early to be in education and I wanted to round out my business experience a little more. So I did that for a number of years. And then once I had children, I decided to teach online for a while because I thought it would be convenient while the children were young. So I started doing that. I got on the ground floor of online education. Did that for quite a while, went back, got my MBA, worked on curriculum for that particular college, really fell in love with curriculum development. Then I went on to study the online consumer experience and just continued to think about how I could apply that in higher ed and curriculum development. And I sort of pitched myself a little bit at Strayer University and told them I wanted to get more involved in curriculum development. And then the rest is history. I've been so fortunate to be involved in some really just super innovative projects, particularly the one I'm on now, the Digital Entrepreneurship MBA program, where we developed the courses in Facebook. And at first we thought, how can we make a course in Facebook? And then it just came together so beautifully. And as it's grown, you know, we've been able to determine how we can better communicate with customers using Messenger. And from there, we're also looking at ways in the future we can also use digital assistants like Google Home to actually further enhance the student experience. So it's just been really a terrific journey for me to move with the organization.
What is an MBA? Why, you know, so many people are considering right now, should I get one? Should I not get one? Start at the beginning. What is an MBA and why does that make you a more effective leader to have one?
An MBA, you know, really is a master's degree in business administration, of course, and it is so helpful for professionals today to really understand the ins and outs of business. And what's awesome about our degree is that it's more innovative than MBAs of the past. So typically, the old school MBA was reading a textbook and writing a 10-page paper about a subject. And we really pride ourselves on the fact that students are learning something that they can use right away. So we have ditched the traditional textbook and we have modern business books that are written by entrepreneurs and business leaders. And they're really much more practical and hands-on. We also have assignments. We do not include any assignments that the students can't use at their business that very day. So we don't have any case studies. We don't have any papers. We have pitch deck assignments where students are actually working on pitching an idea to upper management at their organization or actually developing an idea for a product or a new business that they can pitch to investors. They do a one-page marketing plan. They work on polishing their communication skills at work. So they do a mini TED Talk presentation. They write thought leadership articles. They work on a product development plan where they're actually taking a product to market. So everything that they're learning, they can use at their business, whether they're wanting to start their own business particularly, or they just want to stand out amongst their peers and be able to talk a good game and push their ideas forward. And there isn't a company today that isn't looking for really strong people who are innovative and will help them lead, because you need to be innovative to stay on top today. And that's what businesses are really looking for.
100%. I mean, you have to stay on top. And something that you brought up a few times, which is really interesting, is because I know you could get your MBA program on the mobile app and mobile devices. When you keep mentioning Facebook, how is Facebook a part of getting the MBA program?
So the students are in a Facebook course groups. That's actually how they complete the entire program. So when they actually enroll in our program, we invite them to join a Facebook course group for each course. And everything is delivered there. The live lesson lectures from John Steinberg, who is the CEO of Cheddar, he actually records videos and they play in their Facebook group so they can watch them whenever they want. Because it's on their mobile device, they can bring it with them. So if they have a minute during their lunch break at work, they can watch the live lesson lecture. They're actually completing discussions just like they would post in Facebook for their social lives, right? They can actually complete a discussion there based on the live lesson lecture, and everything is portable. It moves with them. So they can complete their discussion. There's links to their assignments, and they get notifications when a professor or somebody comments on their post or their ideas. They get instant notifications that someone is sharing with them. And from what I've heard from talking to the students, this is really valuable. They aren't having to pull out a laptop somewhere and sit down at a desk and complete their degree. They can bring it wherever they are, and it makes it that much more convenient for them.
And what's the process if I wanted to go get my MBA right now? Like, I made that decision. What are my next steps?
So you would connect with me and I could put you in touch with someone from our admissions department, and they could take you through the process of enrolling in our program. There are 12 courses in our program, and you can either take one at a time and it'll take you about 3 years to finish, or if you take two at a time, it'll take you about a year and a half. It just depends on how quickly you want to go. But the first step I would say is talking to me. I could talk to you about your career goals and put you in touch with someone just to walk you through the process. And we'd love to have you with us. I think from talking to many different people, they've said that they've learned more in one class than they did in their entire undergrad. And for me, that's such a huge compliment. It knows that what we try to do is really working. And we also have people who already have MBAs that they got a while ago coming back to us just to kind of freshen up their skills, which I think is great too.
So you're saying somebody got their MBA from, let's say, like a UCLA or a more traditional university, and they'll go to Strayer because it is a respected place to get your education. Is that how am I?
Yeah. Well, it's more about the time that's gone by. So say they got an MBA 10 years ago, they know, hey, things have changed. I've really got to come back and freshen up my skills. And we have a lot of students doing just that. In fact, I was in Las Vegas and I talked to someone who was very interested in our program. He said, I need to freshen up. I already have an MBA from a long time ago, but it's time to gain new skills. So that's another compliment to us as well.
That's really cool. What is one obstacle that you've successfully overcome? How did you overcome it and what did you learn from it?
So I at one point, a position that I really enjoyed was eliminated, and I moved into a different position. And I kind of knew going in that I might not necessarily enjoy that position, but I decided, you know, I would do it for a while and see how it went. And no matter what position you're in, you can always learn so much that you can use further down the line. So although I don't think it was necessarily one that maximized my strength, I stuck with it and eventually moved to another position. But I am very thankful that I had that position, because I feel like I learned a whole nother side of the business that I might not otherwise have. So I think that's the wonderful thing about your professional journey, is that you can pull together all the different pieces and all the stepping stones along the way, and they come together in such a magnificent way to really make you the well-rounded professional you are at the end and in your current position.
100%. And sometimes it's hard to see it when you're in the thick of it. Like, how are we going to
get through this?
Yeah. 100%.
Exactly. But
If you could give advice to your 18-year-old self, what would that advice be? Something to do with your career path.
Advice. So I think I would not change anything along the line of what I was talking about before. I think every position I've had has really helped shape and grow me. I would just say to my 18-year-old self, you know, really good things are in store, you know, just keep going for it. I would tell anyone, you know, if there's some goal that you have professionally, just keep working towards that goal. It's really about what you want to do and just putting your mind to it, having that growth mindset and that grit and going for it. I think the sky's the limit for anyone. If they really want to achieve something, they just have to put themselves along that path.
And how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me on LinkedIn under Charlene Walters, comma PhD, or they can connect with me. Another good place is Facebook, obviously, because our program's on Facebook. So they could either send me a friend request on Facebook. It's under Dean Charlene Walters, or send me a message on Messenger or by email. It's charlene.walters@strayer.edu, and it's charlene.walters, walters at Strayer, strayer.edu.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Charlene. This has been incredible. Is there anything
you
wanted to say that didn't come to mind?
No, I just would really like to, you know, tell everyone that the more you can enhance your personal brand, and doing so by getting familiar with digital platforms and innovation, becoming a better innovator at your organization will really help you. And I think if you're interested in getting an MBA, you would be pleasantly surprised by what we had to offer. It's been great talking to you, Esprit. It's been a wonderful, wonderful conversation.
Thank you so much, Charlene, for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. If you want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech, remember you could go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. Or say hello at Women in Tech Show on all the socials, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This week's Women in Tech episodes are happily powered by Strayer University, a dynamic place to get your MBA online. Yes, you can get your entire MBA via Facebook. It's wild. They have amazing video content, incredible instructors, and a great leadership team. Check them out at strayer.edu. That's strayer.edu. strayer.edu. Thank you for being a part of the Women in Tech podcast.